Brethren, let's open up our convention with the use of the convention theme song, hymn 85. We'll sing all the verses, and please remain seated for all verses. Service. We've asked Brother Glenn Pryor to read the morning resolve. The vow will be read by Ben Denisky, and Amanda will be read by Brother Russ Martin.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life, trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
We vow unto the Lord, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings, to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve Thee and Thy dear flock. I vow to Thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters, in the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Our manna text for May 3rd is taken from Paul's epistles to the Hebrews. Strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Those who have a real and sincere faith in God are willing to take Him at His word, and with these, the first principles of doctrine should long ago have been established. Much of the superstructure of gold and silver and precious stones should already be erected, and the work be steadily progressing. Such are able, if they are loyal and true to God, to discern between truth and error. We ought to know what we are to believe and why we believe it. And then we should be bold and uncompromising in declaring it. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? Strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:14.
Praise to Him by whose kind favor heavenly truth has reached our ears. May its sweet reviving savor fill our hearts and calm our fears. It is a truth, and a love of the truth, and a love of the brethren that has drawn us together, that has put into our hearts a desire to come aside from the world for a while and to meet with those of like precious faith. And so we'd like to extend a warm welcome to you on behalf of the Associated Bible Students of Metropolitan Detroit to this spring, annual spring convention. We trust that the program, which was arranged, will be a source of spiritual refreshment and encouragement that we may be built up in our most holy faith, that we might be inspired to love and to zeal and to good works. And we are so thankful that conditions still permit us to hold conventions such as this. We know the time is getting shorter and the full establishment of the kingdom is near. At the same time, we can also rejoice in this. And at the same time, we can also urge one another onward in the way to make ourselves ready also and to reach the consummation of all our glorious hopes. Now, if we can assist you in any manner or help you to get greater benefit from the convention in any way, please let us know.